Some believe that the GATE program was not just identifying academically gifted children, but was also functioning as a way to locate those who displayed specific cognitive traits. When you have large groups of people all describing the same fragmented recall, it starts to raise questions. I too was involved in the GATE program, and knowing what I know now, I realized my experience was definitely weird and I was probably being targeted. These were not just advanced academic tasks, they were exercises that seemed to measure how the brain approached uncertainty. And maybe, just maybe, they were detecting for supernatural abilities. Hello, and welcome back to the Gubba Homestead Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. I discuss everything from homesteading to prepping and everything in between. Today is a topic that rings close to home for me and probably many of you listening. This is one of those conversations that has been quietly building in the background for years, mostly shared in comment sections, forums, and late night discussions between people who start to realize they all experienced something eerily similar growing up. What makes this topic so interesting is not that it comes from one loud voice making a bold claim, but that it comes from thousands of people who have slowly started comparing notes, people who grew up in completely different places, in different school districts, often decades apart, who are now saying the same things, not in identical words, but in patterns. And when you start to notice patterns, especially repeated ones, it changes how you look at everything that came before. So today, we are talking about the GATE program. So the gifted and talented education, but not from the perspective you were given in school. We are going to explore the possibility that this program may have been doing much more than identifying kids who were good at reading early or solving math problems quickly. We are going to look at the growing theory that it may have also been identifying something else entirely, something harder to define, something tied to how certain children think, perceive, and process the world around them. I too was involved in the GATE program, and knowing what I know now, I realized my experience was definitely weird, and I was probably being targeted. By who? We will get to that. Before we get into the episode, I want to thank the sponsor of this podcast, which is my small skincare business, Arvati. Arvati began with one tallow balm I made for my dad when he was suffering from eczema, and now it has grown into something that helps thousands of people looking for cleaner, truly nourishing skincare. If you are wanting to upgrade your skincare routine and get away from harsh conventional products, you can explore my small batch made tallow balms, cleansers, serums, and goat milk soaps at Arvati.com. So let's dive in. If you go by the official explanation, the GATE program is easy to understand. It expanded heavily in the United States during the late 20th century, so particularly the 80s and the 90s, during a time when there was strong national focus on academic performance and intellectual development. Right? So schools began testing children at very young ages, sometimes as early as 6 or 7. And those who scored high were pulled into separate classrooms where they could be challenged with more advanced material. The goal, at least on the surface, was to make sure that children who showed early promise were not held back by a standard curriculum. And that sounds reasonable, right? It sounds beneficial, like they're doing us a favor. It sounds like something any parent would want for their child, you know, being pulled from class and giving extra because they're ahead. But when you step away from the official explanation and start listening to people who were actually in these programs, like myself, the tone begins to shift in a way that I feel is difficult to ignore. It shows up in the details that people are saying in a way where people describe what they remember and, more importantly, what they do not remember. So I started recalling my experience more after reading about MK Ultra, which we will also get into. And I was like, holy crap. I was being scouted for who knows what program, and my parents did not even know. They had no idea. I just want to dive into the program first. Maybe some of you are not familiar with it. I feel like it's a pretty common program if you say GATE or gifted and talented. It may go by something else today, but I feel like there was this period in the United States history where they were really obsessed with the human mind. They probably still are, but we just haven't gotten those documents that have surfaced yet. The documents we're getting now are like from the 60s and the 50s, and they're slowly starting to surface. I just assume whatever they are getting and telling us now, or the advanced technology they're saying that they have now, the government is already way far past it. And we're not going to find out what they have like today until we are in the future. So they always keep a few steps ahead. So in regards to the GATE program, I feel like thousands of children went through it. And now that we have grown up, we're just starting to talk about it and put the pieces together. And one of the most common threads is the experience of being pulled out of a normal classroom and taken somewhere else. Sometimes it was a different room down the hall. Sometimes it was a completely separate building. The group was usually small, often the same handful of students. And there was always a sense that this was something different, not meant for everyone. Like, ooh, this was the special group. And that part alone fits perfectly within the idea of a gifted program, right? But what people describe happening next is where the lines begin to blur. So instead of simply being given harder versions of normal schoolwork, many recall being presented with exercises that felt abstract, almost disconnected from traditional learning. They talk about cards with symbols, patterns that need to be completed without clear rules, sequences that required intuition rather than logic. And these were not just advanced academic tasks, they were exercises that seemed to measure how the brain approached uncertainty, how it recognized patterns without being told what to look for, how it made connections where none were explicitly given, and maybe, just maybe, they were detecting for supernatural abilities. There are also these repeated accounts of audio sessions involving headphones where students would listen to tones, voices, or guided instructions. And some people describe these sessions as calming, almost like being guided through a mental exercise, while others remember them as confusing or difficult to follow. And what stands out is not just that these sessions happened, but how often they come up across completely unrelated accounts of people. So when enough people describe the same type of experience, even if the details vary slightly, it becomes harder to dismiss as a coincidence. Then there is the issue of memory. And this is where things take on a different kind of weight. So many people remember being part of this GATE program. They remember the room or the teacher, the feeling of being selected. But when they try to recall what actually happened during long stretches of time, the memory becomes unclear, and it is not completely gone, but it feels incomplete, like pieces that are missing. And that alone would not mean much if it were isolated, but when you have large groups of people all describing the same fragmented recall, it starts to raise questions. And again, when you dive into MK Ultra, the program where the CIA fragmented personalities of people, those people often reported lapses in memory as well. So what is going on here? This is where the theory begins to take shape, not as a single claim, again, but as a series of overlapping observations. Some believe that the GATE program was not just identifying academically gifted children, but was also functioning as a way to locate those who displayed specific cognitive traits, not just intelligence in the traditional sense, but heightened pattern recognition, strong intuitive thinking, sensitivity to subtle changes, and the ability to process information in different ways. So not the norm. And when you look at those traits through a different lens, they start to sound familiar in a completely different context. They are the same traits often associated with intuition, with heightened awareness, and in more extreme interpretations, with what some people would describe as psychic ability. That might sound like a stretch at first until you look at the broader historical context of all this. There have been real documented programs, okay, dedicated to studying the limits of human consciousness. So programs like MKUltra, which explored mind control and altered states, and the Stargate Project, which focused on remote viewing and perception beyond the physical senses. These were not conspiracy theories pulled out of thin air. They were funded, they were researched and taken seriously enough to exist for years. I have listened to survivors of MKUltra, and it is insane because it is the process of fracturing the mental state and creating different personalities that can be controlled. So these people become sleepers, and most of the time they are not aware that they are in the program, and they have certain triggers that transition them into different personalities. So one survivor named J.R. Sweet, or who goes by Mormon Monarch, he describes having the ability through his bloodline to remote view. I know this sounds crazy, but because of that and his bloodline, he was specifically chosen for MKUltra from a young age. So remote viewing is being able to tune into somewhere else to watch someone or something, like Elle did in Stranger Things in the tub. There is also astral projection, and that ties into sleeping and the sleep state. Both have been heavily discussed in CIA documents. You can read for yourself. Once you accept that those programs were real and are real, it changes the way you think about everything else. It has for me. Because if there was genuine interest in exploring the limits of the human mind, it raises a very natural question. Would it make sense to identify individuals with potential in that area as early as possible? Children are often described as being more open, more intuitive, less conditioned by rigid patterns of thinking, so the brainwash. They engage with imagination more freely, and they are more comfortable operating in abstract spaces. So if someone were looking for individuals with unusual cognitive abilities, childhood would be the most logical place to start. Not only in childhood, but in the government-run institutions, the public schools. And I know there's other schools that are infiltrated because I feel like the CIA agents are everywhere, families who are tied into this. But another detail that keeps coming up is the structure of the testing itself. So some people remember going through multiple rounds of evaluation where fewer and fewer students were selected each time. That kind of narrowing process resembles how screening systems work in other contexts, where a large group is initially assessed and then gradually refined to identify outliers. It is not inherently suspicious, but when combined with the other elements that we're talking about, it adds another layer to the conversation. There's also a more subtle aspect that people often reflect on later in life about the GATE program, and that is how this experience shaped them in their entire life. Many describe feeling different, not just in terms of intelligence, but in how they perceived the world. They talk about noticing patterns others did not, questioning things more deeply and feeling slightly out of place in standard environments. So some say that over time, these traits seem to fade or were redirected into more conventional ways of thinking. And that observation leads to another question that just sits again beneath the surface of this entire theory. If a system identifies children who think in unconventional ways, what does it do with that information? Does it nurture those differences, or does it guide them into forms that are easier to integrate into a structured society? Or does it funnel them into programs like MKUltra? What are they doing? So let's zoom out. If you zoom out, this connects to a much larger idea about how intelligence is defined and valued. There's a strong tendency to prioritize forms of intelligence that are measurable or predictable and easy to apply within existing systems that we live in. So traits that are harder to quantify, like intuition or abstract perception, are often dismissed or overlooked, even though they may represent a different kind of cognitive strength. They would love to dismiss this conversation and gaslight us into believing there was nothing amiss about this program, but I am not going to discredit my own experience and many others who now realize how weird government programs are. Just look at MKUltra, all right? So many people are sharing similar stories of what they went through in the school system with reoccurring details, overlapping experiences, and a consistent sense that something about the program felt different from what they were told, whether they remember the whole thing or they're just remembering parts. So here is my personal experience, and I have shared this online before on X because I have seen people sharing their experience. So I want to tune in, join in with the collective, and we can all bounce off of each other and see what resonates, what's similar in our stories, if we're remembering things correctly. And what's interesting is one of the times I replied, someone wrote back to me and was like, hey, you don't want to be sharing this online. You're just outing yourself, in a sense that this was probably a government person who posted about the GATE program. They want to see who was involved so they can still track you. But I'm also like, if they wanted to track me and they've known this about me since I was younger, they're probably still tracking me, right? So I'm going to share my experience. When I was younger, I went to an elementary school for kindergarten and first grade. This elementary school was also near a military base. I feel like that's important because you have interesting things that go on near military bases or, you know, little government zones. Kindergarten, I don't remember being pulled from class, but first grade, I was pulled from class all of the time, and I thought this was just normal. I still remember it was me and another kid, and it would just be random throughout the class time, whether we were doing math or reading, and we would get pulled out to the hallway with an old lady who they called Grandma. And wow, just thinking about this, they used the term grandma, so then it was familiar to my 7, 6-year-old self. That's a comforting term for me. Oh, it's a family member. Oh, this is someone who I can trust. Yes, they were putting me out in the hallway with grandma all of the time. And it wasn't I was doing more math. It wasn't that I was doing more reading. I would go out to the hallway with grandma and I would be doing pattern recognition activities. Not only that, I would be asked to like predict things. So they were looking at my pattern recognition, my intuition, being able to predict what was going to come next. And I still remember I was pulled from class so often that eventually when I was out with grandma, I just started crying. And so grandma, quote unquote, went and got my teacher, and my teacher was like, hey, you know, comforted me and was like, you are so advanced. You are really smart and it's okay. But I still remember how disappointed grandma was. And I didn't put it together then, of course, because I'm 6 or 7, but now later on in my life, I'm putting all this together after I'm reading about these government programs. I understand now why grandma was upset because I wasn't playing into whatever they were trying to do with my emotions. Not only that, grandma would have me put on those headphones, and that's where you'd listen to different tones of frequency. But that was in a closet that I'd be taken to. And I remember always feeling weird, like going into this closet and then having to sit and listen to the headphones and let them know if I heard something. I'm like getting the creeps thinking about it. But when I broke down, I didn't have to go out with grandma as much. But another crazy thing that I remember, they had a guy, just some random guy, but now I know it was probably, you know, some government worker, come pull me out of class. And he was teaching me, like in the hallway, how to read the mind of the classroom. And I was supposed to perform like a magic trick of reading the mind of the classroom. I'm not even kidding. And I remember just sitting there thinking, like, I was feeling overwhelmed. I was kind of a little perfectionist. I liked doing all of my homework. I stayed ahead. So that's why it stressed me out when I was being pulled out of class and I was missing writing or I was missing math or I was missing whatever. I felt like I was falling behind. But in reality, they were just grooming me for whatever program. My parents had no idea, by the way. And then this guy came and he wanted me to read the collective of the class and predict what they were going to guess. They were going to pick a random object while I was out in the hallway, and then I was supposed to go into the room and guess what object. And I still remember him like telling me some tricks and how to read things. And that is a little blurry. I just remember feeling super nervous. Like, I got to get this right. I got to get this right. And then going into the classroom and just being so nervous, being up in front of everybody. And I didn't get it right. And I remember how upset this guy got that I didn't get it right. So I probably failed some sort of GATE, MKUltra, who knows what program test. And I am so happy I failed that test. Because who knows where that could have advanced to? And call me a crazy conspiracy theorist. I don't care. You can dive into all the public records on these weird programs. You can listen to the survivors. And some say the GATE is a funnel program into the MKUltra. So I am happy that I was little and I cried in the hallway. And so that upset that government worker. I'm happy that I was little and I got the Mind Collective magic trick wrong and failed whatever test. Like, talking about it now is so just crazy to think about. The other thing I want to point out, my parents had no idea. If I was in a gifted program and I was so advanced that they were pulling me out to do extra things, wouldn't my parents know? Wouldn't they let my parents know and say, hey, you know, little Gubba is doing really well. We're going to give her some extra activities. Here's an extra book she can read. Here's some extra math homework. No, because they had me out there doing pattern recognition. They had me out there predicting what would come next in these patterns and sequences with grandma. Nonetheless, that is like so creepy. And I'm happy because I failed those tests. And then the next thing I told my parents, this might have had something to do with it. I don't know. But I came home one day and I was like, I want to homeschool. So my parents let me homeschool and they pulled me out of that elementary school. Thank goodness. And I started putting all this together when I started diving into MKUltra, into these different projects. And I was like, wait, there's some patterns that were going on here. I was wearing those headphones. They were pulling me into closets. I was out with grandma in the hallway. I know a lot of people talk about the little like pink fluoride drink that some GATE programs did. In my experience, that was the whole classroom. It wasn't just the GATE kids who drank the little pink drink. You can let me know what it was for you. And I feel like I know I was being put in some sort of test. They were testing whatever capability. And little perfectionist me failed. Thank goodness. If you have any experiences, let me know because I'm curious. It's so interesting reading these. And again, the person who said, don't share this, they're just looking for you. I feel like they already know, right? They probably already have files, right? And what remains, regardless of where you land on this theory, is the recognition that systems designed to identify and develop talent are rarely as simple as they appear. They are shaped by broader goals, influenced by dark clubs, and run under the surface, and often operate in ways that are not fully transparent to those within them. My parents didn't even know. And of course, this is just my opinion. And when you combine that again with the documented research into human consciousness with consistent accounts of unusual testing methods, I mean, I was asked to read the collective mind of the class and all those shared experiences of those who went through this program, it becomes clear why this conversation continues to grow. It's weird. So again, if you were a part of the GATE program, your experience matters in this conversation. What you remember, what stood out to you, what felt different, all of that adds up to a larger picture that is still coming into focus, because sometimes the most revealing insights come not from official explanations, but from the collective memories of the people who lived through something firsthand. And our parents didn't even know. And don't forget the Epstein files and surface CIA documents that talk about these things, like Project Monarch or MKUltra. It's just crazy. And as always, I am not here to tell you what to believe. I am here to bring forward the patterns, the questions, and the perspectives that might help you see things a little differently. Because once you start looking at it this way, you cannot help but wonder, what exactly were they looking for? And if they found it, what happened to those kids? Where are they now? I can still picture that guy standing above me, telling me what to do or like how to read the mind of the class and what I was going to do, and then how upset he was when I failed. I still can picture grandma going out to the hallway with her all the time to play these random games. And in my little kid head, who liked doing math and reading books, you know, the actual school stuff, I remember thinking, why am I out here? What is this? Oh, crazy to think about. So let me know if you have any experiences like that. And I hope this helped you see this program from a different perspective. Again, I feel like they present things to us in a certain light, but when you start digging around and you start listening to people, things start to not add up and you start to have a lot more questions than you do answers. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you being here and spending your time with me, and I hope to see you next time. If you have any experiences, let me know in the comments, reach out to me, and have a beautiful day. Bye.